I'm Jack Lessenberry. Congressman John Conyers is kicking off his re-election campaign today with two major rallies in his district, in Detroit and the blue-collar suburb of Redford. The election's almost a year away. He's unlikely to have any significant primary opposition, but he may be announcing early in case anyone gets any ideas. He's had challenges in the past from ambitious younger people who thought he was too old, too erratic, and too out of touch. But he's always crushed them like bugs. Nor has he ever had a real general election challenge, thanks in part to the belief that the Voting Rights Act specifies that legislators must draw two black majority districts. If he's alive and on the ballot next November, expect him to get more than 80% of the vote. That's because he always does. Conyers is, of course, a living legend. He's a lawmaker most responsible for making Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. He got Congress to recognize jazz as a national treasure. He was a founder of the Congressional Black Caucus and arrived in Washington when there were only 6 African-American members. There are 45 today, plus one in the White House. Conyers has spoken up for civil liberties and against discrimination against Muslims, even when doing so wasn't popular. Nobody now serving has been in Congress as long as he. When he arrived in Washington, Hillary Clinton was still in high school, President Obama not long out of diapers, and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio were years away from being born. Conyers was in Congress when Viola Liu Tso got murdered for trying to help people register to vote. He served with 9 presidents and, when this term ends, will have been there for 52 years. Nobody doubts his legacy. Yet, should he be running again? Next May, Conyers will be 87 years old. For years, there have been times when he seemed to be focused and incisive, and times when he seems to be somewhere else. Stories of chaos and disorganization in his office are legion. But beyond all that, I've always been totally opposed to term limits other than the ones we call elections. But should anyone be congressman for life? That's clearly not what the Founding Fathers intended. Is there really nobody else among the 700,000 people he represents who deserves a chance to show what they can do for one of the poorest districts in the nation? Last year, Senator Carl Levin, probably the youngest 80-year-old I've ever met, voluntarily retired from Congress. Had he run for re-election, he would have faced only token opposition. He was still vibrant, a powerful committee chair, and excellent at his job. But he wasn't sure that would still be the case at 86, and he wanted to try some different things and enjoy life while he still could. I admired Levin greatly for that. Somebody once told me that politics was like a party. You want to leave a little before everyone wants you to go, instead of waiting till they throw you out or you die on the sofa. I wonder if the idea of making a graceful exit has ever occurred to Congress's soft-spoken and courtly Gentleman John.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.